Next item on the agenda, Stuart Kaiser, 09-0620. Is this opposed in any way, Mr. Stein?
Sir, it should be quick.
Oh. Can't you get Surrey to adopt the appropriate...
Good. Good working on this is a project from Stuart Kaiser requesting authorization to install up to 80 linear feet of riprap abutment along Sand Beach at the applicant's property located adjacent to the James River. The property is at 74 Riverview Drive in Surrey County. It does require beaches and dunes permit. As the commissioner noted, Surrey has not yet adopted the ordinance that was made effective July 1 in additional counties. Surrey is one of the additional counties. As a result, you will be acting as the local Dunes and Beaches Board pursuant to Chapter 14, Subtitle 3, 28.2. Surrey County did comment that the project did not have any tidal wetland impacts and therefore does not require a tidal wetland permit. The property is located near the Scotland Wharf Ferry Dock. It's basically this property circled. There is a steep bluff here that's heavily vegetated, and the Kaiser's house is very close to the top of the bluff bank. The ferry dock is just off the slide. Downstream. This is upstream on the ferry dock itself. Again, this is the site project. This is the ferry dock causeway with the docking area here. They also requested a pier that meets the statutory exemption and is not part of this request. They did receive a letter indicating that did not require any additional authorization from the commission. Generally, here's the property. As you can see, the property is close. This is the top of the bluff. There is existing riprap on the northwestern part of the property. It is overgrown with some upland vegetation. It's hard to see in ground shots. I do have some of those. The plan is to enhance some of that existing riprap, which goes generally to this area, and then add new riprap right at the toe of the bluff, which is an unvegetated sand beach. Again, the pier is being proposed. There is currently a set of metal steps that come down here that will be removed. The typical cross section showing the two different areas where they're enhancing and adding new stuff. It's a pretty steep bank. This is a ground shot looking in the upstream direction. These are the metal stairs. Their property ends approximately where this concrete bulkhead is on the adjoining property. It's a shadow here, but kind of hard to see, but this is actually riprap here that has some kudzu type vegetation growing over top of it. It ends approximately here, and the plan is to add the rock in this area. It is above high tide, but the beaches and dunes ordinance goes all the way to either an existing structure here or to where the property changes from a sand nature to an upland nature. But it does require permit. Again, this is a little closer view. Again, this is the area to be done. This is a string line coming down the property line. That is the toe where the riprap would go. Again, this is riprap territory. Vegetation continues around onto the adjoining property. This is standing up on the bluff looking down right at the property line. Here's the string line. Here's the metal stairs. Again, the riprap would be going in this location. The actual impacts to the sand beach would be about 450 square feet. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science Shoreline Application Report did recommend the preferred approach at a high energy shoreline such as this would be through sand nourishment and construction of an offshore breakwater. However, they further note that if a breakwater system is not feasible, the next approach would be to construct riprap abutment at the base of the beach as far landward as possible to avoid and minimize beach impacts, which is what's being proposed here. The issue with the breakwater here is that, as you can see, these are cottage properties. Been there for quite a few years. Most all of them are fairly narrow. This lot particularly is narrow. And the feasibility of putting a single breakwater here when nobody else is participating in the project is probably not economically or otherwise feasible. A lot of this shoreline is hardened with various structures, including riprap, and as you saw, a concrete bulkhead. This is a steep bluff all along here. As I said, nearby properties have been similarly stabilized, and a portion of the applicant's property has already been stabilized with RIP stabilization. This would increase that to the entire property and stabilize the bluff. Again, the applicant's house is within 18 to 20 feet of the top of the bluff, so stabilizing this bluff is in the best interest of protecting the upland property and the structure. Since the subject is limited in height and width, breakwater does not seem feasible. Accordingly, after evaluating all the merits of the project and after considering the standards and guidelines, as well as the purpose and intent of Chapter 14 of the Beaches and Dunes Ordinance of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as
submitted. Any questions of Ben? Thank you, Ben. Is the applicant here or represented? Anyone here in opposition to the matter? Matters before the commission. Mr. Holland.
Move the approval.
Motion made to approve staff recommendation by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.